be real, be true, be giving, keep to those beliefs, give charity, life ethics, family ethics, work ethics are most important. Keep hustling, keep networking. And you got to love what you do because, you know, it can be really tough out there. We all see that there's ups and downs in the business. You really have to enjoy what you're doing. It has to work for your family life. You know, as long as it works for the people around you, keep on going nonstop. There's nonstop here. So enjoy the process and have fun doing it.
Your network is your net worth. Come listen to some of the most successful people I know. Share invaluable knowledge, stories, and advice in real estate, business, and beyond. This is Weiss Advice. Whether you want to take your business or personal life to the next level, look no further. Welcome to the 300th episode, Bonanza, Weiss Advice Podcast. I am Yona Weiss. So awesome to be here today. I actually took a poll of my followers on LinkedIn and Instagram, other places. What should we do special for the 300th episode? The number one choice was that someone should interview me. And so we actually just released that yesterday. So everyone go out and check out the 300th episode, which is Carl Sona interviewing me. So much fun. But even though I've already been interviewed over 400 times on other podcasts, it was still fun to do it. But the second choice was that I should have a gathering, a reunion, if you will, of all of the past guests. So I did just that, and I sent out an invite to all 300 past guests, and many of them took the time out of the busy day to join us today. So without further ado, I would like to introduce some of our previous guests from the Weiss Advice Podcast, introduce them, and hopefully they're going to share some awesome wisdom with you today to give you some inspiration to live your best life going forward. Let's just call on Adam Gower, who is first and foremost one of the earliest guests we had on the show. Adam, please unmute yourself and give us a little spiel.
Thanks so much. You know, it's good to be here. Hello, everybody else. I'll try and do this as quickly as possible. My business is in building digital marketing platforms, crowdfunding platforms for real estate sponsors so they can find investors and raise more capital. Our clients have managed around $25 billion in capital, have raised over $300 million using our systems, and the world is about to change. Anybody with less than, 22, less than 10 or 12 years of experience has not seen anything like we're going to see in 23. Interest rates have gone up, cap rates are going to go up, values are going to come down. Investors are going to be disappointed in the kinds of returns that they get. We did an investor sentiment survey actually at the end of last year. And if you want a bit of advice, the number one objective of accredited investors going into 2023 is capital preservation. Don't lose my money. They will take lower returns as long as they feel secure. That said, I've been through this circus twice before, in the early 1990s and then the 2007 downturn. This also presents an opportunity for those who are cash rich and who have the good networks to find distressed deals. It's an opportunity for wealth transfer. That is what you're going to see this year. So keep your eyes open, stay conservative, be honest with your investors, and focus on principal preservation. That's all.
Awesome. Rule number one, don't lose your money. Rule number two, refer back to rule number one. Great to hear from you, Adam. Let's keep it going. And for our listeners, you guys are going to get some great tips today. So I'm going to move it right to Whitney Elkins Hutton. Please share with us some advice.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for having me on. I am Whitney Elkins Hutton, the Director of Investor Education here at PassiveInvesting.com. And we are a private equity firm that specializes in multifamily, self-storage, car washes, hotels, and real estate, first position lien real estate debt, primarily in the southeast part of the United States. Long story short, as far as advice for the upcoming choppy waters, I mean, I think we're already in it. I mean, especially in the last 6 months, I have to kind of like stack on top of what Adam said. Invest in two things. One, make sure that you are empowered to do your own due diligence. This is not the time to invest because somebody gave you a recommendation. You have to know how to vet the operator, the market, and deal end to end. And I have resources to help you with that if you want. Number two, make sure you're investing with assets that have multiple wealth pillars to them, not just one or two wealth pillars. This is the time to be in assets that preserve capital, have cash flow, even if it's just a little bit, pull multiple equity levers, have tax benefits and the like. I can go on and on. But yeah, you want to make sure that you are hedging your risk in multiple ways possible in this environment.
Awesome. Thank you, Whitney. I'd love to hear from Ira Zlotowicz, the CEO and founder of GParency. Great to have you on this show, The Reunion.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I just want to mention Ira was one of the first 10 guests that we had on the Weiss Advice podcast, which we actually re-released those episodes last year. So thanks for joining.
Yona, I don't take credit for your success. It was you. You know, you got everybody. I appreciate it. And at this point, I'm the founder of GParency. GParency is a digital marketplace that helps people find and finance real estate. We're actually probably the first time someone is actually coming up and threatening on CoStar's LoopNet's listings and Crexie. We have 40,000 listings. Almost 1,000 are above $10 million. They're crowdsourced listings. So we're not getting it from the brokers. We're getting it from clients are sharing information in exchange for paying a membership. It's a membership service. And then along with the listings and the updated pricing with alerts, get full banking information. We go direct or we have a brokerage service. My advice seems the same sentiments. ROI is return of investment is more important than the return on it. You know, what percent you're getting. I think that's why the market is, transaction volume is slow. And I think it's just a matter of flushing through. The damage has been done. It's just a matter of when the world's really going to realize that we will not see a 10-year below 3%, cap rates below 6.5%, 7%. And we once again in our lifetime will see that there's a difference between A, B, and C quality property. And I think that's going to start kicking back in now. And the best cap rate is 7%. So it's just a matter of when it's going to flow through that system. So we believe someone can either go direct, or give the technology and the tools, or if you need a broker, why pay as a percent? And I hope there's no other mortgage brokers on the call, but we have $11,000. We closed our largest $65 million deal. So proof of concept and raise equity as well. So thank you. Thank you for having me back.
Awesome. Thanks so much for joining. Let's move to Julie Holly, who is the host of the Conscious Investor podcast as well. Great to have you on the show, Julie.
Oh, Yona, thank you so much. I'm so excited to celebrate with you 300 episodes. That's such a great achievement. I'm Julie Holly. I host the Conscious Investor podcast, but actually that's my entire brand now is the Conscious Investor. And I support people in gaining personal freedom. So if a lot of us have been chasing after financial freedom, my goal is to help at least 50 people this year alone gain personal freedom, because that is the ultimate pinnacle. And that frees us, you know, to live an life and contribute. That does include FEM. That's a tenet of it, but we always forget. And a lot of people are stuck in this rat race of chasing after dollar, 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 dollar. And they gain that personal freedom and they still feel dissatisfied. And they're just wondering like, what more, what's next? And so through my investment company and through my performance coaching, I've now like blended completely after nearly 300 and something episodes. And you know, investors in over $100 million of assets. I've finally blended the two worlds together in its beautiful harmony. So if you are looking to grow your financial freedom, that's great. We support you with that. If you are looking to grow personal freedom, which is ultimate, we support you with that as well. And my advice is stop chasing dollars and make sure that you yourself are settled physically, mentally, and the financial component will just come right to your door, knocking, tearing it down.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Julie, for joining. Let's call on Alex Olson.
Hey, guys. Great to be back here. I'm with Exchange Commercial Real Estate based out of Kansas City. Great cash flowing market here. Real estate broker that can help you find multifamily assets in the $1 to $10 million range. I guess the big piece of advice I have, of course, is working with a 1031 exchange and use that as a tool to look at your return on equity. You might have bought something 2, 3, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, heck, maybe even last year did amazing with it. And now you've got all this equity, but you're concerned about interest rates. Well, when you look at the return on equity calculation, yeah, interest rate is a factor in what you're looking at. But what you actually get, if you've got several hundred thousand, several million dollars in a piece of property that's equity, you could put that to better use in a cash flowing market and really kind of expedite your wealth. So anyway, take a look at the Kansas City market, take a look at the 1031 exchange, and happy to talk to anybody here or listening. Thank you, Yona.
Awesome. Thanks so much. Back to our guests, to some advice. Let's call on Don Spafford.
Thanks, Jonah. Well, first of all, I need to say I'm humbled and privileged to be here with this group. So many people here that I have long time admired and followed on multiple different platforms and everything you do. So thanks, Jonah, for inviting me to be part of this amazing group. I actually focus on RV resorts, campgrounds, and marinas, a bit of a different asset class as most here. Kind of going back to what Adam was saying in the beginning, we actually currently buy at high cap rates and get high returns. And so we're kind of not really fixing those same types of issues. So it's kind of a great niche to be in. We enjoy it a lot. It's a fun asset class. And so, yeah, so I guess for me, the advice I have going forward is just be honest, be who you are and share with your investors and your audience, like what's happening, what's going on, you know, be fully transparent, let them know if you're facing issues and concerns so that they know what to expect. You know, that's something I've always lived by myself is to always just be honest and it's been working out for me so far. So that's, I guess, the one advice I would give.
Perfect advice. And that applies all times, always. So thank you for sharing that, Don. Let's move to the self-proclaimed LinkedIn nerd, John Asperian.
Hi there, Jonah. Thank you for having me. Hi, everyone. I'm probably the only person who doesn't work in real estate here. I am, yes, the relentlessly helpful LinkedIn nerd. I used to be a copywriter for 13 years. I'm now all in on LinkedIn consultancy. I train LinkedIn trainers. And I was on the podcast episode 62. My thing for this year really around content is just to reveal more humanity so that we buffer ourselves against the rise of artificially generated content. So you need to do the things that robots can't. So things like sending people voice notes, sending people personal videos, appearing in public videos. And that personal touch, I think, travels deep in the network. And that's the best way to buffer yourself against being, you know, the flood of content that's already coming, already on the way from artificial systems. So look for ways to personalize as much as possible.
Absolutely. Love that. Thank you so much for joining in. Thanks for sharing that beautiful piece of wisdom there. We got some more people joining in. Let's call on Jeff Hawk.
Hi, everyone. Mazel tov, Jonah, on 300. It's a big number. Hopefully we'll be here for 3,000. So I'm Jeff Hawk. I'm the Chief Revenue Officer at ePropertyCare, a smart building technology firm. We work with owners, operators, and developers of multifamily and single family built to rent across the country. I founded a podcast called PropTech Today, just released a website, proptechtoday.io. And I follow the industry broadly on technology, see a lot of different projects. The bit of advice I would give, do not wait to put in water shutoff valves in your multifamily properties almost every single day. I get a call about, we just had a pipe burst. So you can save yourself a lot of grief, a lot of headache. This valve, it's your best friend. Not that much money, put it into your buildings.
Wow.
And I'm thrilled to be in this group as well. Know many, many people here. And if you don't attend the weekly meetups, highly encourage you to do so. Great discussion, great learning opportunity. I've been on them for almost from the very beginning, met amazing people, and I have really learned so much. I can't even thank Jonah enough for the opportunities that have been created by just being on that weekly meetup. So much bracha and hatzlacha to continue this.
Thank you so much, Jeff. And for you guys who are listening to the podcast that don't know that we have a weekly meetup where we get together on a Zoom call, have a guest speaker, and then do some networking, please reach out to me. The link is online. You can find it on many, many places on my social media. But we meet every Wednesday. Used to be 7 p.m. Eastern, now 12 p.m. Eastern. Excited to have some great speakers lined up in the coming months and looking for more soon. So let's, without further ado, let's call on our next guest. Let's call on Gino Barbero. Gino Barbero.
Jonah, how are you doing? It took me a little while to figure out that mute button there. I figured after a couple hundred episodes myself, congratulations on 300. And for me, I mean, part of the Jake and Gino community we founded a few years ago, our students have done amazing over the last couple of years. Words of wisdom for me, and this may be very simplistic, but I think we need to invest for the long term. I think those of us that are in the short term are going to get caught with this market cycle. And when we look at deals, Jake and myself and a lot of our students investing for the long term and looking for a deal to buy, am I willing to hold that deal for the next 10 years? Especially now in this part of the market cycle, you may have to hold that deal a little bit longer. And for us, We bought our first deal back in 2013. We still own that deal. Rents were $350 for one bedroom. Those rents are $1,100 now. And if you want the secret to creating wealth, it's not really rocket science. It's pretty simple. It's pretty boring. It's doing the same things over again, and it's continuing to grow and continue to get out there and do what we're all doing here, networking. If you're rich in relationships, you're going to be rich in life. And that's what I think life ultimately is all about. It's about those experiences that you can create and those relationships that you can, I guess, get along the way. And that's my words of wisdom. And for me, I'm a family guy. I've got six kids. My only regret, my words of wisdom, my only regret is I wish I had more children. And that's from listening to all the noise out there and listening to the media and everything. Do what you do is right for you. Don't listen to the noise out there. There's a lot of noise out there. Focus on what you want from your life and what you think you can achieve. And it's crazy. I wish I had more children. That sounds crazy, but just listening to the noise and listening to myself, the person you are today is not the person you're going to be 5 years from now. We have to understand that. And as you continue to grow, that person 5 years from now, you'll think back and look back and go, I can't believe I thought those things 5 years ago. But that's what life's all about. It's all about growth, and it's all about getting uncomfortable. So congratulations. And I'm, you know, honored to be on this call. Thanks, Yona.
I appreciate you, Gino. What incredible words of wisdom right there, guys. Let's transition to that. So some parents that we have on the show right now, Victor and Lee. Well, we got two sets right now. So we'll first call them Victor and Lee, and then Dan and Amanda. Victor and Lee, founders of 258 Capital.
Hey guys, we're Victor and Lee Leite. We are multifamily operators based out of Virginia Beach, Virginia. And we've just been really blessed and grateful to have really achieved some big goals of ours over the past few years, the biggest being retiring from our jobs, practicing medicine. And going forward in 2023, we're really focusing on achieving that work-life balance.
Right. Yeah. So we call it lifestyle by design, right? So all of us in this group can understand, right? You know, it's your mindset, your spirituality, your health, your family, and business. And we sometimes those lines get blurred. And so what we focused on, especially one of my mentors, you know, it's time blocking those times throughout our day and dedicating our energy and focus towards those categories. And that's where most people can't find that balance right. So that lifestyle by design is where we're at and our focus for 2023. And Jonas, congratulations on 300, man. We appreciate you having us all on here. And we're looking for another 300 episodes coming up shortly.
Awesome. Wow. Thank you so much. I love that. Love your message. And I appreciate the blessings. Many blessings to you. And let's call on Dan and Amanda Rockroar.
Hi, everyone. We're Dan and Amanda, the Rock Roars. As Jonas mentioned, we're parents and real estate investors here in Boise, Idaho, and also Oklahoma City. We are buy and hold smaller multifamily investors. We gained 16 units in our first year in investing and just was a little over our head a little bit. And so had to take a back seat and just really start growing our systems and processes to grow our real estate business. In that first year, I was able to quit my job and focus full time on real estate. And we also have a commercial building that runs our other smaller business called The Cactus.
So I guess our goals is to focus on that smaller business, and that's our cash flowing business, so that we can buy more real estate. And that would be moving up and scaling into mid-sized multifamily. So another goal would be actually finding a mentor. So our advice would be you can either learn in mistakes or you can learn by paying for a mentor. And so that's kind of our search now.
Awesome. Love that. Well, good luck to you guys on finding the right mentor. We've had quite a few of them on the show. So just go back and listen to past episodes. I'm sure you'll find someone there. If not, such a great network out there. I'd love to call on our next guest, Litan Yahav. Welcome to the episode.
Yona, this is amazing and you're awesome. I feel like you're the core of the real estate industry. So thanks for doing this and thanks for the 300 episodes. A little background. So I'm Litan. I'm also not from the real estate industry originally. I'm a tech founder, sold a startup 10 years ago, or actually 8 years ago, and became an LP investor in syndications, been in around 30 plus deals over the past few years. About 2 years ago, founded a new startup out of my own issues, managing our investments across a lot of syndications and other stuff, startups and other alternative investments, and founded a company called Advisor, which basically helps people like us automate our finances. My advice is what I've been seeing is that there's so many people, like I guess all of us are in wealth creation mode. And it's really important to remember the objective. And the objective is not to generate wealth. The objective is to trade wealth for time and then spend that time with families. Like six kids, I have three and I can't imagine having more than that at the moment. But I just really want to spend quality time with my family. I think that's the objective of this moving forward. So happy new year to everyone.
Appreciate that. Thanks so much, Litan. Let's move on to Abel Pacheco. Yeah, that's right. You, Abel, take yourself off mute.
It's that tricky dang mute button. Hi, everyone. And man, congratulations, Yona. This is so awesome. Pulling together all of your guests from 300 episodes. Man, dude, it's amazing seeing what you're doing and just a privilege to be a part of the network. You give a ton back to a lot of people in surrounding areas, you know, industries, you know, all connecting one with the other. So just kudos to you, man. You give a lot of information and education just selflessly. And just so thank you very much for all you do, man. My name is Abel Pacheco. I am a San Antonio real estate investor. So essentially, I'm helping others who want to invest in real estate without doing any of the work. So my advice to others, especially right now, is really just keep going. Keep going. Keep taking action. Keep educating yourself. Make the decision to move forward and just keep going. If you make a mistake, if you fall, if you slip, if you make the wrong moves, you have to pick yourself up and you have to be willing to keep going, because if not, you know, no one's going to change your situation. No one's going to better yourself. You have to do it yourself. So that would be my advice on the education side. If you need some resources, let us know. Our company is 5talents.capital. So 5talents.capital, happy to help. And Yona, again, thank you.
Many blessings, Abel. So great to have you on the show and great advice right there. Let's move to my brother from another mother. That is the one and only Russell Weiss, the only other Weiss on the show this time, at least.
Thanks, Yona, and congratulations on the 300 episodes. I feel honored to be a part of this. I don't know if I really deserve it, except for the fact that I have the right last name. So thanks for letting me be a part of this. I'm not from the real estate industry. I'm an expert in credit risk. And in my day job, I work for a bank in Brazil. And then I also advise a lot of fintechs in credit risk. I can tell you, you know, in 2016, Brazil was at the bottom of a major recession, actually the longest recession that they ever had. And there's a big lesson learned from that that I think is applicable for everybody here. At the end of a recession, there's a sort of a wipeout, and it's a cleanup of a lot of companies that really shouldn't have been there in the first place. The survivors have a great opportunity to kind of pick up from the ashes and jump into new things. So, you know, as much as this is a challenging time and a time for survival, it's also an opportunity to dive into new things. Things maybe you would have been scared to go into before, but when all the competitors are sort of wiped out, you can feel like really confident and brave to jump in. So I'll give everybody a blessing that they should be able to do that, survive, and be able to dive into new things.
That's awesome. I love that. Such great advice there. And if I need to call it something, that's Weiss advice. Hey, there you go. Let's call on, we have a special guest who's doing some jury duty or something right now. I don't know. Yosef Yabrosov, I know your camera's off. I'm not sure if you're in the courthouse or if you're able to join.
Hey, Yona. Thank you for inviting us to me. And I see a couple of people already here. Great to be here. I'm on my jury service duty. Just walked out a little to get some lunch. I got to go back in, but I made it. So thank you. So my name is Yosef Lee from New York. I'm a full-time attorney. Today is funny because I'm usually the other side of the table picking the jury. Today I'm being picked, at least to be able to tell them that I'm an attorney. So I'm so biased to get out the jury service. I have to pick. I'm still waiting to be picked. And I became a real estate investor about 3 years ago by joining the big G Daddy's group, Jake and Gino, right here. I gave a shout out to him. Learned ton, education, right networking, and right movements and action taking. So I was able to build my portfolio to this year. I hit 1,000, but I was also able to build some equity into it. So I'm very happy. My tips is taking consistent action. Like just small action will make tremendous difference at the end of the game. Like each year I try to pull the things that I did throughout that year. And this year I did it in a deal for 11 deals on top of being full-time attorney. And I think because of the fact that I was in a great team, so teamwork, and then just taking a consistent action. So that's the two things that I want to emphasize.
Awesome. Well, I hope we got all that because there was a little choppiness, but it's so great to have you back on the show and congratulations on 1,000 units. I don't know if you guys got that in there, but that's pretty impressive. Someone who's a full-time attorney, you know, we just got to get over the excuses. That's really what it's all about. There's so much opportunity out there, guys. We're going to call on Samir Sharma, who is one of our resident accountants, although we got another one on the show also.
Thank you, Yona. Hi, everyone. My name is Samir Sharma. I'm the Chief Financial Officer of S. Sharma Tax. We're a family-based accounting firm out in Los Angeles, California. We primarily deal with real estate, tech, and professional consulting type of clients. We don't really have much advice on the real estate side, but when it comes to, you know, general advice is to understand what you're good at, right? But more importantly, understand what you're not good at and try to find people to fill those gaps, right? For example, I needed help with cost segregation, you know, contacted my man, Yona. So yeah, pretty much, like I said, understand what you're good at, but more importantly, understand what you're not good at. Find the professionals that can help you out. There's a lot of noise out there. There's a lot of people that say they can do things, but again, you know, do your research, do your due diligence to really find out the people that can really help you out. And, you know, take your businesses, or not just your portfolios, but take your businesses, because the real estate ultimately is a business as well. So whether you have one unit or 1,000. So yeah, just make sure you find the correct people to work with and to take you guys to the next step.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Samir, for joining. And with that, let's move to our second resident accountant, Daniel Hyman.
Hey, everybody. Yona, congratulations on 300. This is so unbelievable. I can't even imagine doing 3 or 30. To get to 300 is just absolutely mind-boggling. And if anybody hasn't left a review yet on Yona's pod, how do they leave the review?
Just Yona, leave a review. You can go to iTunes, leave a review. But there, I have no idea who you are because those usernames are really funky. Or you can go to Podchaser, a really great platform, and you can leave a review for every single individual episode. So please go check that out. Thanks, Daniel. Remember, that actually helps this podcast be spread to, you know, all the world. So yeah, thanks so much, Daniel.
Yeah, for sure. And also really cool to see a lot of familiar faces and LinkedIn connections here. I'm a CPA. I have a firm called My Online Accountant, and we also specialize in real estate. That's our niche. Big fan of the real estate space myself. I'm a passive investor in syndications. I haven't put any deals together actively yet, but hoping to do that one day soon. The advice I was just thinking about was about a book I'm reading, which I think was a recommendation from one of your posts on LinkedIn, Yona, which was somebody recommended this book called The Gap and the Gain by Dan Sullivan. Really, really good book. And if you guys haven't checked it out yet, I highly recommend it. Simple idea. In life, often we base our happiness on something that's external. That's the gap, what we're lacking, what we don't have, versus the gain, the space we've already conquered, the things we've already done, the internal side of ourselves. So the book is a simple concept. It just helps you kind of refocus on happiness being something that's really internal as opposed to this moving target of something constantly being external. So, you know, in real estate, we're always thinking about our next deal, right? And hard to kind of take a step back and appreciate what we do have, all the blessings that we have in our life. And the book just kind of helped me out. And so, yeah, I just recommend that one to everybody.
Thank you, Daniel. What a great book. And really, you know, the other book, Who Not How by Dan Sullivan, similar, but really as impactful, if not equally impactful. Let's move to our next guest, Lonnie. Lonnie, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Yonath, and thank everyone for being part of the show. And super props, you get the Oscar once again from not just me, but from everybody that you've guided through everything that you do. I'm not in real estate, but am in real estate. I'm a hotelier, and I was in the hotel business for 7 years. I took a property out of construction, being the top 61 out of 3,200 hotels. And how I got there was from cleanliness, safety, and presentation to including the guest engagement. I've left that type of space. I'm now a private consultant. I'm self-branded. So I go to your assets if you're in the hotel space, and I can take your property. It doesn't have to be a 5-star, 4-star, 3-star, even a 2-star. And I'm the only guy out there that puts his money where his mouth is and says, if you learn nothing from me, gain nothing from me, pay me nothing. But in my world, hospitality, the number one advice in the space is consistency, standard of procedure. Thank your team and never yell at your team, and I will make your property number one in your surrounding area. That is my goal. So it's one hotel at a time. Super props, Yona.
Beautiful, Lonnie Wolf. Thanks so much for your blessings and great advice right there, I must say. We're going to move on to Matt Faircloth, who is joining us today. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Yona. Awesome to see you, man. Thank you. And congrats on the 300th episode. I think one of those. And I just want to commend you for all that you give to the real estate space. I love your articles on LinkedIn. And you're one of the biggest givers, or just a subscriber to the concept that givers gain. And that's how you grow in any network.
Awesome. Would love for you to share with our listeners one piece of advice that they can take away this year going forward.
Don't sit on your hands waiting for the market to change. The market already has changed. It's going to change again. It's going to change like 12 times between now and the end of the year, right? So if those that are listening or whatever are just you know, kind of sitting and waiting. I read a book to my 9-year-old called The Places You'll Go, right? And in that book, there's a place called The Waiting Place, right? And you're waiting on the phone to ring, waiting on somebody to call, waiting on a train to come, whatever. And that's where life passes you by. I promise you, there are good deals to be had right now. We are about to go under contract on a deal that's a great deal. The sky's not going to fall. That's just what Matt Faircloth's crystal ball says. But I don't think the sky's going to fall. But I think that good deals will continue to be had. We're in the middle of a refinance right now. Believe it or not, you can still borrow money. You can still borrow money. You can still get good deals on refinances, and you can still get good deals on new acquisitions and that. So I think you've got to be a little more diligent, sharpen your pencil up. There is still equity looking for places to go. So my advice to those that are listening to this is continue to move forward and just find things that work even in today's economy.
Awesome. Love that. Thanks for the advice, Matt. Love it. And especially referencing a children's book is always a plus when we're getting advice.
Best learning tools.
We always have to go back to the basics. You know, it's all there. Yeah. It really is.
It really is.
All right. Let's move on to Aaron Renfrew from Seattle, Washington. You got to jump off your walking desk there for a second.
Can you tell? Hey, Yona, congratulations on 300. Like you said, Aaron Renfrew here in Seattle. I saw you at a conference in Vegas, tried to get to you, didn't quite get over there to say hi and shake your hand, but love being in contact with you and on your show over the years. The last 5 years, I've gone from 300 units to 3,000 units. I love putting deals together. I love accumulating. My advice to myself, if I can follow it, is put down the dopamine rush of doing the deals and focus on taking my younger company. I've been in real estate for 26 years, but syndicating and growing large in numbers to 3,000, it's been fast. And I'm going to spend at least the first half of 23 focusing on putting on my big boy pants and doing the less exciting stuff like people and processes, making sure I tighten all that up. I'm also stacking cash. So if there's opportunities this year, I'm going to try not to do anything for at least 6 months, but if there's opportunities in the second half and moving forward to the year, then I'll start acquiring again. But really, I think the first speaker that spoke on here mentioned preservation of capital. And for me, part of that preservation of capital is taking the time to tighten up systems, make a strong ship so that I can weather the storm and come out on the other side better and bigger and better, more wonderful than ever before. So love what you do. Love your advice. Love how available you are, even though you're on doing the podcast and all the things that are involved with, you know, running your life. You're still very accessible, and I appreciate that. So thank you very much.
Awesome, Aaron. I appreciate you. Thanks for coming on the show. Now moving right along to our next guest. Let's call on Jeremy Goodrich.
Yona, thank you so much for having me on. A couple of interesting things, connections between us. We started our podcast at almost exactly the same time. I've done 140 episodes and you've done 300. That's some pretty easy math. You're crushing it and good job on that. We're also former school teachers and we have that connection with San Diego State. So I love all those things about you, Yona, and just your journey as well. My name is Jeremy Goodrich. I'm the owner of Shine Insurance Agency. I'm a service team member on a whole bunch of GP teams. That is what I do. I'm also a passive investor in both real estate and real assets, particularly oil and gas. And that's just kind of the role I play. And my advice to all of your listeners today is really around your service team. I see a lot of people, especially in times like this, trying to cut corners around the people they work with. Saying to your property manager, you're just, you know, not saying this maybe openly, but essentially saying by the way you treat them, you're nothing but a commodity. And if I can't bring down the price, I'm not going to take care of it. Your property manager is your number one team member beyond your lawyer, your insurance advisor, your accountant, and everyone else. They're all important, but really treating your service team members as true members of your team. And when you find those folks who can advise you well, when you find those folks who can say things clearly and describe to you the actual pros and cons of even any given decision you're about to make, I think that you stick with those people as much as you can. I think that's a key to successful investors that I've seen. When I talk to my biggest clients who have 5,000-6,000 doors, they're basically looking to me to make sure that they trust me. And then they're putting me in the position and making decisions rather than trying to figure out how insurance works. You know, you wouldn't hire a cost segregation person and then try and dig into the weeds of cost segregation. You trust the person. And so I think that's a few of the pieces of advice I have. And then I guess the last thing really is, in this interest rate environment, it's not quite as important as it was 2 years ago, but understand what an interest only arm is and make sure you're making smart decisions when you purchase a new property based off of interest only. Obviously, with higher interest rates, it's not as big of a problem. But those folks who bought 2 years ago and who now have $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 of additional costs associated with their loans are just getting killed right now. So it's advice for maybe the future, but those are a couple of pieces that I have advice around.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jerry. And I love the connections always between you and I and the journey together. Moving to Levi Brackman. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Yonah. It's a real pleasure to be on here. And one of the things which I've learned from you is, and certainly reinforced by watching you, is how much you're just about giving to others. And it's just freely giving without asking for anything in return. That's truly inspiring. And I'm really grateful for you doing that and living as an inspiration to others to do that too. It certainly makes the world a much better place. So thank you and congratulations on 300 episodes. I'm Levi Brackman. I am the CEO and founder of Invone. Invone is a marketplace which allows sponsors to raise money from the investing public and anyone in the investing public. You don't have to be accredited or non-accredited. You can just be anyone and you can invest. My piece of advice today is that sources of capital, I'm hearing this from sponsors everywhere, sources of capital are drying up in many places. There are new sources of capital coming online. And as Adam Gower said, crowdfunding is really growing. It's grown like 300% over the last 2 years. This is a trend that is going to keep going. And people out there, just regular people, are investing in real estate and are looking to invest in real estate. If you're looking to figure out how to diversify, and this is the time, that's my advice, this is the time to look to diversify your capital sources, your sources of capital. If you're interested in learning how we can help you with that, please reach out to me. Thank you again, Yona, for this and the opportunity to be a guest. And I had you as a guest on my podcast as well. So thanks for that.
I appreciate you, Levi. And anyone, I think pretty much everyone on the show here that's had a podcast, I've been a guest on. With that being said, let's move to Lee Yoder, who's the host of the Threefold podcast.
Yeah, thanks, Yona. Glad to be part of the show. We buy apartments in Southwest Ohio. I'm with Threefold Real Estate Investing. But yeah, my advice would be, I guess I recently read a book called Rocket Fuel. Gino Wickman, they wrote Traction. And that really helped me out because I struggled with putting my team together. So I'm definitely the visionary of the company. So getting the company started was right up my alley. And now that we own some apartment buildings, there's a lot more operation going on. And it'd be another piece of my advice, that's where the money is made. I think, you know, people definitely like to talk about you have to buy right. I think that's true. You got to finance right. You got to do those things. You make a lot of money when you exit, but you've got to operate in between. And what some people find out, sometimes that just means like to be able to hold on to the property, to be able to sustain it. And, you know, you can only lose money in real estate when you have to sell. Believe in that. So you've got to operate well. I'm not a great operator. Yeah, I'm not a great integrator. There's visionaries, there's integrators. I'm not an integrator. I'm a visionary. So the advice for myself and I guess others, I think you've got to find that match. So I'm working on that. I've got a team, you know, and I'm working on bringing on that integrator and working on leading my team better. As a visionary, I'm a horrible manager, a horrible teacher. Don't hire well. So need to work on that and need to bring on the integrator. So my advice, read that book. If you're in a similar position to me, like you kind of got a company started, got started in real estate. Odds are maybe you're a visionary. You probably need to add that integrator. That's what I'm looking to do in 2023.
Very good. Awesome. Lee, thanks so much for joining. It's a pleasure. And let's introduce Ziana McIntyre, who is one of our most recent guests on the show. If you guys haven't listened to all of the episodes and you're a recent listener, you've probably heard hers.
Oh, thanks for having me. Yeah, I am a Bigger Pockets author of the book 30 Days Stay. I'm also a Colorado real estate agent and an investor in the medium term and short term spaces. I think my advice is around continuing to educate yourself. That's definitely a huge goal for me this year, is that I'm kind of going back into the lab and using a beginner's mind. Because I think a lot of people think, oh, you know, I've been doing this 10 years, so I don't need to learn anything. I already know everything. And especially if you're in a space where you're teaching people or have a podcast or a platform, it's easy to think that you are the bee's knees. But I like to take a different approach and be humble and learn from all the people around me. And I think right now, especially in kind of a unknown market, potential recession, we have to be able to pivot. So keeping yourself light on your feet and being creative and trying things out, I just think of myself as being in the lab. So I'm going back to the lab and I hope you guys join me there.
Awesome. Never stop education ever. And you change things around all the time. So without further ado, let's, you know, speaking of education, let's call on another former teacher, Angel Williams, who is on the show with us.
Hey, Jonah. Number one, just I think that you are just the epitome of, if you help enough people get what they want, you're going to get what you want too. And I know I butcher that every single time I say it, but it is a Zig Ziglar quote. And I believe in it too. I love helping people. And I think it really comes from being a teacher. So I think those of us that come from the education space, I don't know that we have a different kind of heart, but we definitely have teacher hearts. So I guess the biggest piece of advice I have is just something that I've seen in my own life. And we often set these goals and we have these idealized outcomes and we see them way off in the future. And so I'm reminiscing back to Gap and the Gain. And so you see how far away it is to this idealized goal way out there. And instead of looking at how far you've come, you keep looking at how far that goal is away. And I would just say, yes, that idealized goal is amazing. I'm glad you've set that goal. But look behind you and see how far you've come. And don't kick yourself because of how much further it is to the goal.
Love that. Awesome message. Thank you for sharing that. And great to have you back on the show. Well, let's call on Cody Payne. My man in Texas. Yeah, that's right. You.
What? Hey, what's up, guys? Obviously, Yona's been an inspiration to me and a lot of my guys here, you know, and always appreciate his content. And we always, years ago, you know, whenever they're like, I don't know what to say, I don't know what to do, I say, just go to Yona's page and just figure it out. And he can help you kind of figure something out. And so I think we've gotten much better about getting active on it. But no, I mean, if you're just talking about the future and kind of what we're doing is just continuously getting creative. You know, we sell office and industrial buildings. So especially in the office sector on the lower B side and some of these areas out here, we got to definitely get creative, which, you know, we have by selling some of these to multifamily redevelopers and other people that are looking to them for alternative use. And so that can be anywhere from, you know, sometimes data centers to a complete teardown. And then, you know, one thing that we always do is utilize our connections, our contacts. You know, there are several people I've actually met through Yona or being on his podcast, interestingly enough, Jeremy Goodrich and a few of these other guys that we've either sent stuff to or tried to. And so, but yeah, all we're going to keep doing throughout this year is just continue branding, continue to get out there and, you know, get on as many speaking forums as possible and pedal to the metal all the way. That's how we do it.
Yeah, for the great, love the car reference there right at the end also. And one piece of advice you would give to our listeners this time of year, Cody?
This time of year, I would just say, you know, especially if you're in an industry like ours, is find alternative ways to get creative, to think outside of the box. And many times you got to use someone else to help give you those ideas because, you know, if we knew everything, we'd have figured it out a long time ago.
Awesome. Love it. We have Dana Boyd. Dana, if you're there, please join us on the show and unmute yourself right about now.
Yes. How are you? Thanks for having me. Congrats on 300 episodes. It's great to be here. I'm Dana Boyd, San Francisco short-term real estate investor. Some advice I have, I would say this is still advice coming from a newbie perspective. We just closed out our second short-term rental investment last year. So hoping to double our portfolio next year. Super excited about that. A couple goals I have are just to continue to stay in growth mode, grow as quickly as possible. And a way that I think we're looking to do that is just systematize our business and document everything we're doing. Some advice I received from a conference I went to last year is the sooner you can start systematizing your business, document everything you're doing and don't wait until, you know, you have five properties to do that. It's going to make your life so much easier in the long run. So that would be my piece of advice, is just start systematizing, start documenting ASAP, and it'll help you get where you're going.
Awesome. Wow. I love that. And that's such great advice for everyone in every area that they're in, whatever business they are running. And so I think that's bringing us to our last, but certainly not least guest. That would be Esty Riesen-Lowenbein.
Hi, thanks for having me on. I'm Esalto on this big milestone. Very exciting. I'm Esther, the investor on your Capital Connector. I raise money and I raise kids. My new taglines. We buy office, industrial, triple net retail properties, and now we are buying businesses too. Aside for that, I have an equity business where I help other sponsors connect co-GPs and JVs, started a fund this year, and also syndicate deals. My advice to everyone is based off watching Yona, be real, be true, be giving, keep to those beliefs, give charity, life ethics, family ethics, work ethics are most important. Keep hustling, keep networking, and you got to love what you do because, you know, it can be really tough out there. We all see that there's ups and downs in the business. You really have to enjoy what you're doing. It has to work for your family life. You know, as long as it works for the people around you, keep on going nonstop. There's nonstop here. So enjoy the process and have fun doing it.
So Such great advice. Love that. Raising equity, raising kids, and so much great advice going on there. I couldn't think of a better way to end it off by those words. So I'm just going to reiterate that. And to our listeners, remember, the best advice comes only when you ask. Thank you guys so much for everyone for joining us. This has been really excited to do this again when we get to 400 episodes. So hope to invite you all back and hope our listeners got a lot out of this. Real quick, I have one question for you. Did you like this episode? If you did, I want to ask you a huge favor. See, the biggest thing that helps this podcast grow and that will spread this message to the whole world is that if you leave a review, a rating, and subscribe to the podcast. What that does is it basically tells the platforms that this podcast is out on is that you like my stuff and I'm doing something right. So take a few seconds out of your day, hit that subscribe button, leave a rating or review. I would be extremely grateful. Also, I want to hear from you guys. So I want to hear some feedback. If you have any questions for future episodes, please find me on LinkedIn. Send me a DM, a connection request, Yona Weiss, and I'd love to hear from you.